Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, 2013, and this is Chicago 8 volunteer Taylor St. Theos reporting. Section 3.K of our contract states that our layover hotels must be safe, clean, and quiet accommodations with adequate and available eating facilities. In the event you encounter a hotel that does not meet these standards, you should file a travel log. We encourage each flight attendant to write separate travel logs for every layover in which a problem occurs. Travel log reports help the AFA Master Executive Council Hotel and Transportation Committee help the membership at large. When the number of travel log reports submitted reaches a substantial level in relation to the daily room volume at a given hotel, this gets the company's attention as this is a clear indication a problem exists at the property. While United would prefer that flight attendants use United Voices to report hotel and transportation issues, AFA strongly recommends that all hotel and transportation issues be reported exclusively via travelog. In this way, AFA is automatically a recipient of these issues, and the database used to track these issues is programmatically updated based on the information provided by the flight attendant. To submit a travelog, simply input TVL-LOG when logged into Unimatic and fill in the form. Once you finish entering all applicable information, tab to the bottom of the page and hit Enter. Your report will be added to the database. Using Travelog, AFA can trend incidents and use the data collected for future consideration when issues are identified. As we approach the 12th anniversary of September 11th, many of us will begin to plan on how we recognize this day. Anniversaries offer an opportunity to acknowledge our memories and experiences, to connect with others who share in them, and to pay tribute to our individual and collective journeys. They can also serve as a personal and professional milestone of our healing and resiliency. For some, September 11th will be marked with private and personal gestures such as observing a moment of silence, spending quiet time reflecting, or dedicating our flying to our profession. For others, it will be marked with a collective activity such as ceremonies and memorial services. There is no right way or better way to recognize the anniversary, but there are some suggestions that may prove helpful as we approach the anniversary of September 11th. Observe the anniversary in a way that's comfortable for you. Say no to events or activities that you may sense may flood you with too many feelings. Don't compare yourself to how others around you appear to be dealing with the September 11th anniversary. Acknowledge that we all heal in different rates, in different ways, and in different outcomes. Give yourself permission and time to be affected. Though uncomfortable, anticipate and plan for having a stressful reaction as the anniversary approaches. Trust that if you have moments of difficulty, you'll be able to pull yourself back together. Try not to isolate. Isolation can often amplify difficult feelings. Pre-plan now to be with family or friends if you know you have this tendency. Think through in advance how much and the kind of anniversary media coverage you can comfortably absorb. Actively monitor and control what news coverage enters your personal space. If you are interested in attending a scheduled anniversary event, please visit our website. Ask for help, support, and opportunities to talk. Your AFA EAP is here to listen. Contact your local council for the telephone number of your local EAP committee members, or you can also call the International AFA EAP at 1-800-424-2406. AFA members Tony Diamond and Warren Schiffer became founders of the extraordinary benefit Wings Over Wall Street. When Tony was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, they turned their greatest challenge into an inspiring work to fight ALS through research funded by Muscular Dystrophy Association. In 2004, we lost Tony, our flying partner, but her caregiver husband, Warren, continues to work in her memory. Wings brings together the spirit of our work in the skies, the financial contributions of Wall Street, and an event that has celebrity appeal to become a multi-million dollar benefit. Wings has accomplished a great deal by raising millions of dollars, and none of that would have been possible without the support of union members and the generosity of the business community. This year's event is scheduled for September 26, 2011, from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Broad Street Ballroom in New York. There are many ways to contribute to this year's Wings Over Wall Street benefit. You can make a secure donation online. Any amount is greatly appreciated. In addition, there is an auction at the Wings event. If you have access to cool auction items such as golf outings, personal services, jewelry, electronics, as well as contacts with influential or celebrity family and friends members, that would be incredibly helpful in this fight against ALS. Warren also encourages flight attendants to come as volunteers for the event. Learn more about the Tony and Warren Warren's benefit and find information about making a contribution by going to the 2013 Wings Over Wall Street article, accessible from our website. A federal judge on Friday set a November 25th trial date for the halted merger between American Airlines and U.S. Airways. During the trial, the U.S. Justice Department will argue against allowing the merger. The trial date is close to what airlines wanted and months earlier than the Justice Department had hoped, meaning the government will need to work faster than it thought if it hopes to succeed in blocking the $11 billion merger. The trial is expected to last 10 days and include 6 witnesses for the airlines and a dozen or so for the federal government. The Justice Department argued in its lawsuit to block the merger that the action would raise ticket prices and reduce competition between 1,000 cities where U.S. Airways offers one-stop connections. But the airlines contend they need the merger to compete effectively against Delta and United Airlines, which have undergone giant mergers in recent years. Our AFA sisters and brothers at AirTran Airways announced today that they have reached a tentative agreement with Southwest Airlines management for their over 1,700 flight attendants who remain at AirTran during the AirTran Southwest merging process. The Southwest AirTran merger was announced in 2011. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.